Hey, what's up, Tony? This is Brandon.
Hey, Tony, it's Beth.
Hey, Tony, it's Bree.
Hey, Tony, it's Kaylee.
Hey, Tony, it's Samantha.
Hey, Tony, it's Talisa.
And we're the Incredibles!
Go team!
Okay.
Break.
Physics, and physicists believe that physics is definitely the most fundamental science because it's the study of the nature, laws of nature. These laws of nature govern the behavior of the entire universe. It involves studies at the small subatomic level to even larger scales to the entire universe. I know, it's insane. These laws created because of physics can be attributed to practical problems and even create new and improved technology. Benjamin Bloom actually created a taxonomy for categorizing a level of abstraction of questions that commonly occur in the educational settings. Students use this to use critical thinking, and it involves knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Bree.
You know, another way to, you know, attack a problem is the problem-solving method, and it's a very important aspect in our lives. Not only does it apply to physics, but it also applies to our everyday lives and our future professions. Problem-solving is starting out with a certain question or a problem, and then breaking it down piece by piece and even asking more questions stemmed from the original. It's all about expanding your knowledge and really understanding how it started and knowing how you got to your final solution, because the answer isn't always what you want. It's you want to know how you got there and understand everything, because you might not actually know what you're talking about. Which some of the physics problems I have that problem.
Same here.
So, for example, in my profession, I want to be a dentist and maybe specialize in orthodontics. And orthodontics actually has a lot of physics involved, because you have to plan it out and go step by step. There isn't just a result right away. If you put braces on somebody, they're not just instantly going to have straight teeth. So, you know, knowing where to place the brackets is important so that the forces on your teeth move them in the right way, and you need to know that because you can totally mess up somebody's alignment in their mouth, which would be really bad. They'd have issues because they're paying a lot of money for it. So, over time, analyzing everything and seeing the patient month to month, you can go step by step and solve the problem, and you get a final result. So it's pretty interesting.
So Kaylee, how does problem solving used in your profession?
Well, actually, I want to become a physical therapist, and specifically sports therapy. And with that, people will come in with different injuries, you know, knees, ankles, elbows, whatever. And I need to be able to evaluate what's going on with them. And in doing that, I have to use physics, and I have to know how and where to exert certain forces on different parts of the body without actually injuring them even more. Especially in sports, you want to be able to get them better as fast as you can. And if what you're doing in the beginning doesn't work, you need to be able to analyze and try new exercises, essentially using like critical thinking and using problem solving to speed up the process as much as possible. Problem solving can not only be used in our everyday lives and future careers, but also on a larger scale. Scientists today use the problem solving method to figure out what they think happened in the Big Bang.
So Talisa, what's your understanding of the Big Bang Theory?
Well, I think the Big Bang Theory is just an effort to explain what really happened at the beginning of the universe. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe emerged from an extremely dense and hot state, and since then, space itself has expanded with the passage of time, carrying the galaxies with it. But I'm still a little confused on how the Big Bang Theory started. Sam, can you tell me a little about that?
Well, in 1927, Georges Lemaître, who was a Belgian priest, first proposed that the universe began with an explosion of a primordial atom. And then years later, Edwin Hubble found experimental evidence supporting this. He found that the distant galaxies are actually moving away from us with speeds proportional to their distances, which is a big part of what Big Bang Theory proves.
Oh, that's true. And it also proves about singularity, which is another theory about the Big Bang Theory that started about 13.7 billion years ago.
So what is singularity, and you know, where does it come from?
Well, to be honest, we don't really know for sure, but what we do know is singularities are zones which defy our current understanding of physics. And they're thought to exist at the core of black holes, which we all know black holes are areas of intense gravitational pressure.
And where does it come from?
Singularities appeared in space, but we don't really know why or where.
And it's just another misconception that the Big Bang Theory was an explosion, which it wasn't really an explosion. It's just saying that it's the universe that keeps expanding.
So it wasn't an explosion at all?
It's not. Rather than imagining an explosion, imagine a balloon popping and releasing its contents, and like a balloon expanding infinitesimally small balloon expanding to the size of our current universe.
Wow, very cool.
It's probably pretty silent too, since Tony taught us there's no sound in space because there's no medium.
Good one.
So it wasn't really a big bang, was it? It probably was more like a big flash.
Flash. Right. And you can use that problem solving method and explain why it was just a big flash.
I'll pass on that, thank you. There's actually been some scientific evidence more recently trying to disprove the Big Bang. For example, you said it started about 13.7 billion years ago?
Yeah.
Apparently there's some evidence that has been discovered that different galactic clusters couldn't gravitationally come together in 13.7 billion years. They estimate it at near 100 billion years, which is really strange.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
It's amazing. That's pretty insane.
Also, like, the X-ray graphs from different galaxies that are over 1 billion light years wide, they say they're too smooth to have formed in less than 20 billion years. So it's also kind of strange.
Weird.
Yeah.
Trippy.
Also, the Big Bang Theory relies on the theory of dark matter that supplies, like, because for every piece of matter on this Earth and that we all see, there's a piece of dark matter that goes along with it, and we've never seen any evidence of dark matter yet, really conclusive evidence anyways.
So it's like everyone has an evil twin kind of
matter.
Whoa,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
Tony, you're going to see this movie.
The next movie, The Dark Matter.
In theaters.
By The Incredibles.
Summer.
Well, as you can see, problem solving, critical thinking, and Bloom's taxonomy is really important in our everyday lives.
And also in our physics lives as well.
Oh, of course, because physics is everything.
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 It's everywhere. Fundamental science.
Hooray.
Yay.
Well, have a good day.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.